I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
God bless you all, families and friends, this morning. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. God is good, and his mercy endured forever. Amen. I know you probably saying, well, that's a voice we probably didn't hear in a little while. Amen. Absolutely. But Pastor Bjorn, rocking with my God Almighty, Minister Elect and Evangelist Elect, amen, rocking every morning with you all. It is a blessing, amen, to sit back and just see God begin to develop others and others begin to use their gifts for the kingdom, amen. It takes a lot of us, amen. Let me tell you something. It's like that old saying, it takes a village to raise individual. Well, it takes a village and it takes a lot of us to carry on the ministry of the Lord. Amen. Nevertheless, we just thank God for you all our families and listeners. I just thank God for you all internationally. Amen. Just keep tuning in and keeping the faith. It's a beautiful thing to see people in the world. You know, it's not worrying about what individual, who individual is bringing them the bread of life or bringing them some information just to bless them, amen, because we got so many people, they're very picky, amen, they, you know, they rather have a individual to give them the bread of life other than just receiving the bread of life. It doesn't matter who it comes from, amen, so that lets you know that they still fascinated with man. They are not really fascinated with the things of God, but they fascinated with who giving it, amen. I really don't care who giving it. If you're going to give me something that is going to help me for my tomorrow or help me for my today, to strengthen my relationship, to be a blessing to me as I keep walking with the Lord, amen, I could care less if it comes from out of a mouth of a babe. It doesn't matter, amen. And we're just going to keep it blessing, amen. I just thank God for our international listeners. You're still being faithful. You're hanging in there. It's a blessing. I speak blessings and many more blessings unto you in your life here in the United States of America. God bless all of you. Amen. We got to keep moving and we got to keep still practicing. My God, precaution. I just want to remind you, we're still in a pandemic. Amen. We're still in a circumstances. We're still in, my God Almighty. So I want to remind you, things are not normal. Even if they want to make things normal, you still have to still practice precaution because COVID-19 is still out there. Please practice precaution in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just thank God for you all just coming on in. We just blessing the God. Listen, we just going to bring to you all. I just want to bring to you this morning just a little bit of sneak peek, my God, of what we be dealing with throughout all of the week in the evening time. That's Eastern Standard Time in the evening, round about, my God, 8 p.m. Amen. And where God is just totally blessing us and just pouring in information for we can help us not only for our tomorrow, but help us for what's to come. Amen. Because I'm telling you right now, God has a blessing with your name on it. But the question is, my God, are you ready to receive your package? Amen. You probably know that it's your name on it. And because your name on it, sometimes we'll look at it and say, because of my name is on it, I think it's due to me. Amen. Even though UPS or even though FedEx, and they are the delivery company here in the United States of America, just a couple of them, even though they have your name on a package, even though you have a package in their care, you have a package in their handles, amen, that doesn't mean, amen, that you have the right to go back there in their back, go back there in their storage area, to jump on their truck, amen, and just say, I got a package in here, let me get it, I'm taking it, I'm walking away, amen. You still have to go through certain type of certain types of procedure. Because they got your name on it doesn't mean it's released to you just yet. Because it got your name on it, it doesn't mean that they delivered it to you just yet. Usually UPS have a tracking, or you could track your package, amen. You could follow the movement, different stops, different location where your package is at. You have to do what? You have to sit and wait. Even though your name on it, you have to sit and wait, amen. You have to wait for what? That appropriate delivery time. And once that appropriate delivery time, my God Almighty, catch up with you or catch you on your day, amen, you have to wait. It's been many a times to where, my God, where I should have got my package and they came by and get my package, amen. But I didn't get, because of what type of package it is, my God, if I wasn't there or somebody wasn't home to sign for the package, they take the package and leave a note on your door, and they'll take the package back to their UPS or whatever store that they're coming from, amen. You got to understand, even though your name and you have certain rights in the kingdom of God, you have to understand it's still certain type of procedures that you have to go through for your manifestation to come through. Amen. Many people feel as though, because my God, I could say this or say that, or if I could release this or release that, it's still due to me. Yes, you might have healing with your name on it. You might have deliverance with your name on it. You might have prosperity, a financial turnaround with your name on it. But at the end of the day, you still got some procedures, or you still got to go through a process before it releases to you, amen. Because it got your name on it, it doesn't mean it's gonna get ready to manifest, or the set timing of the delivery, my God, it's gonna happen because you feel as though it should have happened. It's gonna happen because you feel as though that's when it needs to happen. It's gonna happen because you rebuke the devil, you show the devil how strong you are, how much knowledge you got, how much revelation you have. It's gonna happen. Y'all about to help me here, amen. I'm about ready to go, but before I go, I just wanna thank God. He was the head of our life, and I give him the glory. Father, we give you the glory. We bless your name as we enter into, my God, some information that is going to jumpstart our Friday, going to bless us, and is going to feed us throughout all the week, God. God, we thank you. Not only, my God Almighty, we acknowledge him that we are walking with you and you are the head of our life, but we are also acknowledging, amen, that everything you have for us, we receive. Therefore, that means we are denouncing. We are denouncing stress and variation. We are denouncing everything of the hands of the enemy, God. We are denouncing everything that is not of you and not of the kingdom. This morning we are denouncing, and we picking up everything, God, you have for us. We picking up our joy, peace, happiness, my God Almighty. We are picking it up in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Even if our joy got to come from correction, even if our peace have to come from a decision, even if our blessing, my God Almighty, have to come through the stressing, even if, God, we picking it up in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. And I want to let you know that not only you are blessed, amen, you are healed. Not only you are healed, you are delivered. Not only you are delivered, you are walking with prosperity. Not only you are walking with prosperity, you have joy. Not only you have joy, you have peace. Not only you have peace, you have the salvation of the Lord that is overtaking you, is riding with you. It is dear to you. It is precious to your heart. Not only that, you have a boldness inside of you that you are not going to allow anybody, anything, amen, to come and separate you from the love of God. I dare you, if you believe it, if you receive it, I dare you. Don't give God no suspicious praise this morning. Don't give God no suspicious suspicious thank you this morning. Don't give God, my God Almighty, that I'm so tired because I ain't been coming on in the morning. I hope nobody ain't been seeing me because I've been tired. I just don't feel like it. I got back comfortable. My discipline don't got out of order. I've been walking in self. Don't give him that. Give him a praise like I've been on rocking with these evangelists. I've been on every morning in my prayer time. I've been on with you, Lord. I'm not worrying about what's going on through the day. I'm rocking with you. Don't give God one of them praise this morning that it ain't no sleep in my eyes or no sleep nowhere, but I just want to lift you up and bless your name. Y'all hear me this morning? Somebody give God a hallelujah. Give him a hallelujah praise. Amen. And that's something in Jesus' name. One thing that you never want to do, you never want to get comfortable when it comes down to the things of God. And many of people get comfortable with the process because they used to their life being the same old. I'm just still the same old failure. I'm just still the same old individual. My body's still dealing with the same old sickness. I still got the same old thing going on with me. I'm the same old person that just by myself. We begin to adopt it, the same old characters that is in my life. Let me tell you something. Well, that is not the character of God, and that is not the character of the kingdom. It's nothing same old about God, and it's nothing same old about the kingdom. Amen. And some of us, we so used to walking in disappointment, and we so used to walking in failure. We so used to we having things going good. I got good structure today. I got good things going on, good timing tomorrow. But give it a couple of weeks or give it about a month or two, we so used to going back to the usual. Why is it we want things from God and we want God to begin to breathe on us? We want God to begin to bless us. We want God to believe to heal us, but we go back to the normal. Amen. Because things around you change, and because things around you change, we as people, we one thing that I found about us church folks, we got some spore ways. We have some spore characters. Amen. And when things change or something got to change, we'll go pouting our lips. I just didn't want it like that. I just didn't want it like that. Listen, one person that doesn't change, that is your Father. The Bible declares that you don't lean on the arms of flesh, because the arm of flesh will deceive you. It seems like it got multiple balls, split personality. You don't know which way is going, to the left or to the right. But one thing that will never change on you is who? Is the Father. The Father. Amen. He will never change. And the Bible declares that he will not, my God Almighty, forsake you. Amen. So we just thank him and we lift him up. Amen. Listen, as we'll stand earlier, amen, that your delivery package, you got to understand that things in God and things that God has for you, it is being delivered to you right now. I look at as the church in your local ministry and your local area, doesn't matter how many they are not heaven, amen. We are not heavens, amen. And I am not the kingdom. I am the representative of the kingdom. Your local church, they represent the kingdom of God in their own type of style or in their own type of preliminary way, amen. But at the end of the day, amen, we are not the heavenly, amen, my God Almighty, or we are not the kingdom, amen. The kingdom of heaven is where the Father dwells, is where the Son dwells, even though he dwells within us, but we're talking about the actual place. But I look at our local church and our local ministry as a distribution center. What is a distribution center? A distribution center, amen, they begin to deliver product, whatever the product may be. They have
food banks or food distribution center, amen, to where they gather product. They have a big warehouse and storehouse to where they begin to issue out product or issue out certain things from that center, from that distribution place. They begin to distribute you out, amen. So I look at our local church or your local place or where you are connected at as a distribution center. They begin to distribute out different things pertaining to what we represent, the product. What is we represented a product? The kingdom of God. We represented our Father. Amen. So they begin to distribute out healing and distribute out miracles and begin to distribute out different things, amen. Understand that we are not the individual that, my God, will take the glory from our Father, and we always give knowledge unto our Father. He just used me to distribute a blessing or to give you your package. Other words, I become the employee of UPS or employee, my God, of FedEx, amen. FedEx or UPS, the main warehouse is, or Amazon, amen, is a distribution center. They distribute and they distribute a lot of package that you order. Some people get on the internet and website and begin to order, especially in this day and time. They're using a lot of internet, amen, and using a lot of cyberspace, amen, to get on and order different things. You probably order pots and pans, and you probably order clothes, or you might order some shoes. But wherever you order, it goes through first a distribution center, amen. And once it get to a distribution center, now it get distributed to one of the employees or one of the individual that is going to be handling your package. And they call that individual a delivery man. Can I tell you, my God Almighty, this morning, that you have many delivery men or delivery women that is coming, my God, with your package or with your name on. I feel like giving God some praise for a few minutes, amen. And they come into my God Almighty because why? Because you are on their route. Many churches or many leaders that seek the Spirit of the Lord, they just don't set up shop because they feel like opening up a church or open up a building. When you're led by a kingdom of God, God begins to plant you in different places and plant you in different areas for you could be able to bring a distribution or begin to distribute in that area or in that region. Y'all hear me this morning, amen. So you begin to distribute out the different things that God has. So a minister is a delivered man, or a pastor is just a delivered man, amen. They are not the head individual, because the head individual of the distribution center is our Lord and Savior. Many of us don't put in our orders and still waiting on our package. Y'all hear me? Many of us don't put in our order, my God, of healing, and put in our order of deliverance, and we still waiting on our package. It's something to where, my God, when you order something through the website, and it depends on what part of the world you are ordering your package from, it's something to where, my God Almighty, sometimes the package seems like it's taking longer than what they say. So what do? You begin to go, and you go and they give you a tracking device. I need to find out where is my merchandise, where is my product, amen. I got a question. When is the last time you looked at the tracking device in the spirit? When is the last time you looked at the tracking device of your blessing, of your healing, of your miracle in the spirit? Or some of us that get so impatient to where you took too long, so I counsel you out. See, one thing about God, even when the package, my God, got your name on it, God do not, he do not counsel out your order. It's up to you to say, I don't want my delivery, or I don't want my package anymore. Y'all hear me this morning? Amen. When the last time that you took the time out and just go into God into prayer? When the last time that suddenly you getting discouraged, or you getting worried, or you starting allowing the enemy to mess with you in mind battle, because my God Almighty, your healing have not arrived just as yet. Your deliverance have not arrived private jets as yet. Your, my God Almighty, your financial release have not arrived just as yet. When the last time you went in a tracking device and, my God, begin to track your package or track what, my God Almighty, you are expecting into prayer in the Word of God? What did the Spirit of the Lord says when you begin to look at, my God Almighty, your petition that you done laid before him? Now I begin to look at my package, and my package says, well, it's going to be here within 2 days. Amen. Then the package give you, my God, then it give you some instructions what to do. What is the instructions? They say, listen, you got somebody needs to be home to sign the package between, and they give you an open window between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's the open window at this time that somebody needs to be home, my God, with this package. See, sometimes we as people, amen, we just cannot follow instructions. Amen. You got to understand the instruction just didn't come from whoever or the administrator that wrote the instructions in the package. Well, the instructions came from, my God Almighty, the main company, because the company, my God, has structure. It has standards. It's protocol that they must do. It's things that they have to do, for they don't want to have reliability to come back unto them. Y'all hear me? They walk into a spirit of integrity. You got to understand that is the, that is, my God Almighty, characteristics of the kingdom, and that is a core value of the kingdom. The kingdom has structure. It has standards. It just don't do everything because we want to run around and do whatever we want to do. As the young ladies was talking about salvation on yesterday, amen, we don't feel we don't need to be sold down. God gave you instruction, and because some of us are not walking into our financial economics biblically, amen, we get mad at the devil. We got to find some blame at the devil. Can I tell you that the ones that God chose, my God, as scripture declares, to handle your package or be a delivery person from the kingdom of God, they are more than equipped to keep your package protected. It's no big bad wolf going to huff and puff and try to blow, my God Almighty, them down and steal what God has for you. Because one thing about God, when he delivers something, what's for you, it is for you. Because the Bible declares, my God Almighty, it's no man can curse it or no man can take it away, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? So you understand that you have instruction. Now, my God, the delivery men show up to your house, but nobody was home. So now they were so courteous. They were so courteous. Amen. My God. And they left a note. Now you come home expecting you see a package, but you seen a note on the door. And guess what? The note on the door tells you, well, we're going to drop your package off at the distribution center, but you have to come before closing business time. And you realize that, my God Almighty, that once you got the note, it's closing time. Amen. Now you want to get mad with everybody else. You want to get mad with the dog. You agitated now. You having a fit now. This is how some of us do. Amen. My God, we mad now. We agitated now. I should have already had this. I don't been through enough. It don't make no sense. I don't do that. See, this is why the people, this is why it is said in the book of Hosea, for my people are been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, don't jump and shout on that, because once you read down a little bit more, it says, because of you have rejected. You have rejected. How many of us don't rejected the things of God, and we really didn't know it was the things of God because our ideology, my God, did not change, or we failed to change or look into our own ideology, amen. But yet, I'm still working, I'm still trying to attain some things pertaining to God, but I don't want to change myself. I don't want to change my mindset. I don't want to change what I'm doing. So it's not that God or the blessings is not knocking at your door. The problem is we're not in place to receive, my God, what God has for us. My God, amen. Some of us, my God, we're praying and God is steady knocking at your door. God is coming on time, but the problem is with God's timing, it's not conducive with your timing. Somebody's timing has to work together. Well, if that's the package that I'm looking for, my God Almighty, I got to understand I'm not the only one here that God is bringing a deliverance or God is bringing a healing, is God is bringing something to. It's many more brothers and sisters all over the world. We talking to some of them right now that they got a blessing with they. If that's you, got a blessing with your name on it, I dare you to shout this morning and give God a praise. Let the enemy know, hey, my God, you ain't finna catch me sleeping. I'm not sleeping, walking. I'm in my right mind. I'm giving God a praise because I want to make sure that I'm in place. And when my package comes, if I got the sign, let me sign. If it needs to be held over to an individual, so be it. I want to give God his praise. Hallelujah. So we got to understand. We got to understand. Understand that because of instruction, lack of knowledge, you can have all the religion you want to have. You could be all spiritual deep as you want to be. You could be flipping out, speaking in tongues. I see this. I see that. We got too many. We got so many people that they could see so much stuff, but you cannot see that it was a blessing with your name on it and you miss it. Amen. Some of us need to stop seeing so much in other people's lives and seeing so much in hell and seeing so much with the devil and seeing so many demons, and you need to start seeing God. That's our problem. Our vision is on something that is already defeated. It's on something that we already conquered instead of being very productive, because that is another minor, my God, core value of the kingdom is production. I need to be more production other than sitting here, my God Almighty, and seeing this and seeing that. What is it? Something wrong. You have a stigma in your perception if you always see everything, but you cannot see what God is doing in your life. You cannot see what God is trying to change in your life. You cannot see what God is trying to take you. You cannot see the blessing for your own life. My God, let me tell you something. Even though God might use me to speak blessings and blessings and blessings over people's life and begin to sow in people's life, you best to believe that I see more blessings in my life than I've been on prophesied out. You best to believe that I don't sow more into my home, my family, my life, more than I don't sow in somebody else's life. How can, my God Almighty, I increase the value in somebody else's life and never increase the value in my life? I'm selling myself short, and I'm selling the God within me short, and I'm selling whatever God done bless me with short. Stop selling yourself short. Y'all about to hear me, because you trying to do a good thing and it doesn't make it right. You got to understand that every man has to be accountable for their own actions. They have to be accountable for their own self. You had to be accountable because at the end of the day, you made up in your mind, for God I live, for God I die, and that way I have to be accountable for my own life. I have to be accountable for my salvation. I have to be accountable and walk in accountability. I have to be accountable for my own situation. Therefore, I cannot be accountable for my brother. I cannot be accountable for my sister, even though I'm my brother's keeper, even though I'm my sister keeper. My sister got to be accountable for their own actions. They have to be accountable for their own walk. They have to be accountable. They receive from God themselves. All I can do is give you a fishing pole for you won't never hunger again. Some of us don't want the fishing pole. We want the fish. Let me tell you something. You get a fish, you can eat for a day, but you get the pole, you can eat for a lifetime. Somebody say, I need to walk in accountability. So we got to take accountability for the things that we mess. That is part of the kingdom of God. People that walks in the kingdom of God and not in religion. Religion tell you, you're about to blame it on the devil. Things that don't go good in your life, things that don't walk good in your life, it's the devil's fault. And because it's the devil's fault, you need to blame it on who? Blame it on the devil. Amen. But in the kingdom says, you don't blame nothing on the devil because the devil never had any power in the first place. The person that has the power is your father. And at the end of the day, your father already considers you blessed. So the father says, my God, in the kingdom says, because you haven't received or you're not walking into what you need to walk into, the problem is, amen, it's the accountability that you need to plan and take on a part of yourself. Because at the end of the day, the Bible says, whom I bless, no man can do what? He cannot curse. Can I tell you, my God, this morning, Eastern Standard Time, you are not walking up on a curse that the devil put on you. You are not up on a curse that a witch, my God, don't put on you. I don't care if he came overseas, what they doing. You better tell them they better keep their flour, they better keep their potion, make a Kool-Aid and fry some chicken with it. Amen. Because at the end of the day, over here in the kingdom of God, amen, it doesn't work. Amen. Because whatever the enemy meant for bad over here, my Bible tells me God meant it for good. So other words, my enemy's gonna be in the blessing business. Every word that your enemy gonna, my God, I feel like prophesizing to somebody internationally, my God, this morning, whatever word that your enemy begin to spoke out of you, scripture declares that what the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. So let me tell you something, even though it might be negative advertisement, it's still going to work out for your good. Even though, my God almighty, they begin to persecute you, talk to behind you, behind your back, you just hold still. Amen. Because at the end of the day, your delivery package finna get ready to come. And when your delivery package get ready to come, you're going to find out that your enemy was the one that blessed you. Your enemy was the one that spoke the positive word for your increase. They spoke the positive word for your blessing, for your next promotion. Can I speak to somebody this morning? Hallelujah. What the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. My God almighty, joy, my God almighty, weeping may endure for a night. I'm here to tell you this morning that joy comes in when? In the morning. My last point, then I'm going to say peace. I'm going to holler at you. My God, your boy going to holler at you later. The last point I want to make, my God almighty, every season, understand this, kingdom economics teaches us, every season there is a blessing. Every season that God is blessing. It's never a drought time in your life. It's never a dull moment in your life. It doesn't mean, my God, things doesn't slow up because the season changed. Y'all hear me? Many people love to use that and they just got partial scripture or partial understanding of the scripture where it talks about the farmer and the farmer began to do things in season, do things in the harvest. Well, even if that's true, understand this. Every month, every day, you are a season. Every month, you are in a what? A season. So if I'm going to get blessed in a season, that means if I'm in a season, doesn't matter if I'm in spring, it doesn't matter if I'm in summer, it doesn't matter I'm in winter, or it doesn't matter I'm in fall. All four categories I call, they are four categories of season. So therefore, if it's four seasons within a year, my God almighty, that means every day I am sitting in a season. So it's not about the season that when God begins to bless you, because he bless you every season. It don't matter. God don't need spring to begin to sprout things up. Amen. He doesn't need spring. He'll begin to sprout things up in a cold. One thing I found out that God, my God, God's seasons doesn't work with man's season. How can you say that? Even the Bible declares, even how God counts. One, my God, one day is like a thousand my God, of years, or however you want to pull it to him. Because if God don't see things or operate things like we do in our natural life, I don't found out it seems like winter is like springtime to God. It seems like everything be going to flourish. Everything is begin to move on. Everything begin to do what is due. You got to be up on the timing of God. See, the problem is with us, amen, we want our blessing. We understand that God is capable of blessing, or he is capable of pouring out, my God, every year. He's capable of doing it every day. But the problem is, do we really believe it? Because if we believe it, why in the world we go through famines? Why in the world we going through a drought? We should not be going through a drought as kingdom citizens of the Most High. Why? Because, my God Almighty, in my Father's house, there are many things, and also there are many mansions. Amen. So I should not be going through a drought. This is the problem to where we have to grab and we have to understand. Amen. The problem is when the season changes, the information changes. I'm going to pause for a second. Let me repeat it. The problem is when the season changes, the information changes. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, I mean is because of the season change, amen, the area where God is trying to work with you in your life, begin to reconnect you, begin to allow new company come in your life, begin to expand your mindset, begin to stretch your mindset, the way he go about it or the way he do it, that change. It doesn't stay the same. Y'all hear me? Well, on last season, you probably found yourself in a place of distress, and all you did just laid on your face and just shabaha, manana. You just prayed and laid on your face. Well, this season, God said, don't get up on your, don't lay on your face. Get up, amen. Sit down, and I want you to begin to just, don't open your mouth. You just begin to meditate this season, amen? So every season, God begin to change different things. And the things about it is, are we intelligent enough to just receive what God is doing? Many of us begin to look at things. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I'm looking at that one. I don't know about that one. And these are the people that constantly, they have a good season and a bad season. Why? Because they mastered one season, but they mastered the other season. They was able to listen one season, but they don't listen the other season. Y'all about to hear me. My God Almighty. Even though it worked last season, that doesn't mean it's going to work this season. My God Almighty. Even though things, my God Almighty, my God, even though things was in order last season, that doesn't mean that order going to be a part of this season. How can you say that, Pastor? Because you have grown. And because you have grown, my God, you don't see things at the same level no more. Usually when you was eye level at a certain point in your life, because you grown, you're not eye level at that point that you was at 8 years ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 months ago. Now that point you're looking down on. So therefore, if you're going to keep looking down from where you come from, or down from your past last year or 3 years ago, you won't never see what's in front of you. I'm going to say that again. If you keep looking back where you come from, looking back, I need to bring back old relationship. I need to get the old back. I need to get this back. Looking, my God, you're looking down because now promotion knocking at your door, but I'm fearful of responsibility. I'm fearful of this. People persecute me more now. Well, you in another season because you have grown. God done bless you. You got promotion in your life. Now, guess what? Other things coming at you, y'all. You like, oh, God, I don't know about this one because, my God, last year before I didn't receive the promotion, amen, I didn't have to worry about all this persecution. Now they got the persecution. They got all kinds of stuff that I never seen because now you have grown. Jesus has changed. So since season change, you need to gather yourself around individuals that can help you to maximize your full potential on the level that you're on now. My God, you maximize where you at. God has a blessing for you every season. God has a blessing with your name on it every day. He has a blessing, especially in kingdom economics. It says that I never go without a blessing. I never go without the things of God in my life. Because it's something that with my name on it, it doesn't matter what part of the season it may be, with my name on it. But the thing about it is, some of you, your season changed. And you're still trying to operate winter or summer like it's winter. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, summer, that's a season change. My clothes change. My mindset change. How your mindset change. Because how I go about the day now. How I carry myself throughout that day. If I'm working out the door, I bring more water. I make sure that my dressing or my attire is suitable for the outdoors. I don't dress like I dress in the wintertime, in the summertime. Why? Because if I carry on that same mentality, what was a blessing to me in one season, I'm going to say this and I'm going to run off. Now it becomes a hazard to me and it can be fatal to my life in this season. You wear winter attire in the summertime, 90 degree, 100 degree temperature, where your attire is for 30 degree and 20 degree weather, it could be fatal in the summer. Season change. And when seasons change, you have to understand that my mind has to change. So many of you this morning, you have a season change in your life. Your life's changed. That's what's the past now. You have to get over it. You have to get over different individuals, different things, and understand that my life's changed. My season changed. My season is not up. It just changed. And because my season changed, I got to do some things differently. I got to have a different mindset. I have a different way of going about different things. I have to get off the word of milk, and I need to find and connect with someone who can give me some meat. Because why? The milk is not enough nutrients for me. I got to find something that has stronger nutrients for me because I grow now. My bones require more. My spiritual life requires a more standard, requires more scripture because there's a season change in my life. There's a season change that is happening, and it just happened, I think, a couple of days or a week ago, where we don't came out of the point of spring and we've officially in summer. I declare and decree that as things begin to change, you're going to be up on the timing and speeding up God. You are not going to miss your delivery date, but you're going to be in place to sign every package that you don't request it from heaven. Because you're going to be waiting on the delivery man and whoever God want to use as a delivery, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm going to wait for my delivery. And I'm going to follow the instructions that as my delivery told me to follow. So I won't miss no more dates that God has for me. My God, I bless all of you all. We thank God for you all this morning. And I, amen, just give you a little sneak peek of this is what we've been going through, amen. And this is really what Kingdom Economics, and this is Kingdom Economics, how to receive on a receiving end. And we're just a surface of receiving, amen, because there's more depth into this. But receive, and we got to understand. And the ladies and the evangelist and minister was talking about it on yesterday. Because the first thing that you have to receive, especially any package from the kingdom, you have to be a member of it. What is your membership? My membership is pertaining to my salvation. Amen. You cannot receive over here if you're not a member. You have to have membership. And it's just like other companies or different things. Before you can start ordering, they want to make sure that you're a member. So what they do, they keep pushing their membership on you. Please join in. Please join. Please sign up. Please create an account. You got to create an account with heaven. You need to create an account with heaven. Because heaven said, I can't go no further with you until you create an account. Amen? Fill out the proper paperwork. Create an account. Itself. The rules and regulation in the small print when it hit that box and it says itself. That way you could be receiving your package from the kingdom. You have to accept the membership, and that is your salvation. Why don't you receive salvation and make up in your mind today, I want to receive salvation, and I want to be sold out by God. If this is what everyone talk about, let me just take a little sneak peek of it and find out. Is it is what they say it is? Well, I tell you, it's much more than that. Words cannot express or explain when you have a relationship with God how beautiful it is, how much a blessing it is. There's a blessing with your name on it. Listen, family, we thank you for tuning in with ADM Ministry and all our family. From ADM Ministry, me, and also First Lady Spencer and ADM family, we thank God for you. Listen, I want you to tune right back in Monday morning at 7 p.m. It's going to bless your soul. Amen. You never know what you're going to get. So have expectation that, hey, I'm going to tune in. And I'm going to bring my mama and them, cousin them, auntie them, and all them. But they can be positioned in front of a delivery worker that is going to deliver them a package with their name on it. Or give them instructions so they can be able to receive the package at that set time, at that set date when that package arrives. You will not miss another blessing in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Have a glorious afternoon. God bless you.